This is Jay Sekulow. Heavy pressure from the United States on Israel regarding the Palestinian Authority and peace talks.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This is an unbelievable story. At least two major cities in Iraq are back under the control of Al-Qaeda. The major towns, Ramadi and Fallujah, both of those towns have now fallen to Al-Qaeda fighters.
This is a fight that belongs to the Iraqis. That is exactly what the president and the world decided some time ago when we left Iraq. So we are not obviously contemplating returning. We're not contemplating putting boots on the ground. This is their fight, but we're going to help them in their fight.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Peace means ending incitement. It means fighting terrorism and condemning terrorism. It means recognizing Israel as the nation state of the Jewish people. It means meeting Israel's security needs. And it means being prepared to truly end the conflict once and for all.
Israel's security is critical, and the United States relationship is ironclad. But so is our concern for the people of Palestine.
A few days ago in Ramallah, President Abbas embraced terrorists as heroes to glorify the murderers of innocent women and men as heroes is an outrage. How can President Abbas say that he stands against terrorism when he embraces the perpetrators of terrorism and glorifies them as heroes? He can't stand against terrorists and stand with the terrorists.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
You know, this is quite a dynamic situation going on in the Middle East, and we're taking your phone calls, and we've assembled our team that specializes in this. In the studio with me here is David French, Senior Counsel of the ACLJ, major in the United States Army, served in Iraq. Skip Ash is in our headquarters, our Virginia Beach headquarters, where our campus of Regent University. Skip was a colonel in the United States Army, handles our Middle East area. As well, Jordan's in Washington, D.C., and the Middle East is in a very, very troubling development, of course, in Iraq, with two major cities now back under Al-Qaeda control. At the same time, Secretary of State Kerry forcing the Israelis to negotiate with the Palestinian Authority when the Palestinian Authority is still not willing to say that Israel as a state has a right to exist as a state for the Jewish people. That's the position of the United States. They're not willing to force the Palestinian Authority to say that, but they want the Israelis instead to negotiate. And I've said it before in this broadcast, and I'll say it again. We, the United States government, has been picking the wrong side of this issue in the Middle East for the last 4 or 5 years, Jordan, and frankly, it's getting worse.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got a situation where John Kerry heading back from the Middle East after yet another, it's a failed round of talks trying to get the Palestinians and Israelis to the negotiating table. And I think that's because exactly what you just said. The idea here that no recognition of Israel as a Jewish state and trying to push Israel to accept more Palestinian immigration into the state of Israel. I mean, these are things that would not be on the table. And to make that seem like that's a rational approach, why wouldn't anyone take this administration's strategy for peace or for any kind of negotiating efforts when it comes to the Middle East? Everything has been a failure so far, yep, including their calculations on Egypt, Libya, and Syria.
All right, let me go quickly to David and then to Skip. We've got just a few seconds here. David, first in Iraq, your situation there, you've served there. Troubling development.
You know, it's gross negligence what's happened. I mean, we have abandoned the Iraqis to Al-Qaeda, essentially, and now we're paying the price.
All right, and Skip, and you look at the situation from Israel's eyes, very dangerous right now as the region is in conflict.
Absolutely. If we push them farther and farther and farther along a certain way, we will endanger their right to exist and their ability to defend themselves in the future. And that's just unconscionable.
Folks, we are going to be talking about this. Obviously, we're engaged in it. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Should we be standing with Israel? Should we be figuring out what is going on with this administration when it comes to its Middle East policy? It's mind-boggling. 1-800-684-3110. And do you think President Obama is doing this on purpose? Is this part of a plan to see Israel put in a difficult situation? 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls, folks. We want to defend Israel. We got a petition up at ACLJ.org, or you can call us and sign it at 1-877-989-2255. Stand with Israel right now. Defend Israel. No deal with terrorists. ACLJ.org.
The Middle East is always at the center of chaos and uncertainty, and our most important ally in the region, Israel, is now facing grave danger because of the Obama administration. The Obama administration has gotten everything wrong in the Middle East. It backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. It backed jihadists in Syria. It left Americans behind in Benghazi. And now it's forcing Israel into peace talks with terrorists. Terrorists who refuse to recognize Israel's right to exist. Enough is enough. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending Israel. Send a clear message. No deals with terrorists. No deals with anyone who refuses to recognize Israel's right to exist. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So here's what we've got. The Obama administration is putting enormous pressure on Israel to make a deal with the terrorists, forcing Israel to negotiate with the Palestinian Authority, who refused to even recognize Israel's right to exist. And it's also important to point this out. We discussed this during the break. The Palestinian Authority doesn't control all of the Palestinian territory. Remember, Hamas controls Gaza. So you've got that whole issue. We're saying enough is enough, and we want to send a clear message to the White House, because the message they're sending out is horrendous. I'm going to play for you in a moment Secretary Kerry's statements, which are just ridiculous. We've got to defend Israel. We don't want any deals with terrorists. We don't want to force the Obama administration's doctrine on the state of Israel. And that doctrine is you negotiate. And Benjamin Netanyahu said this yesterday. This is an important statement. It's number 15. I want to set it up a little bit, folks. You got to understand something. The Palestinian Authority leadership, even the so-called moderate Fatah party, are negotiating and in concert with terrorists. Listen to number 15, Benjamin Netanyahu.
A few days ago in Ramallah, President Abbas embraced terrorists as heroes to glorify the murderers of innocent women and men. As heroes is an outrage. How can President Abbas say that he stands against terrorism when he embraces the perpetrators of terrorism and glorifies them as heroes? He can't stand against terrorists and stand with the terrorists.
Same very time, we've got Secretary of State Kerry was in Israel this past weekend demanding that the Israelis negotiate with this very same Palestinian Authority who's embracing the terrorists. Now, you're saying that doesn't make any sense. Well, the whole Obama administration policy makes no sense, and we have to send a very loud and clear message to Congress and to the White House that we're not going to have the Israelis negotiate with terrorists. They've got to recognize the Palestinian Authority at a beginning. Has to recognize the right of Israel to exist as a Jewish state. If you want to stand with us on this, we encourage you to do it. We've got a brand new petition up, aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. So aclj.org or 877-989-2255. I urge you to sign that petition now. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, Congress just coming back. What is this going to play on the agenda for the administration and also for Congress?
Well, I don't think there's much congressional support here for the administration's tactics when it comes to the Middle East. I mean, the strategy that they have used in the past and the strategy they are using now, I mean, you know, the idea is that we are putting our allies in the situation where they have to reject another ally's plans. That's what's happened with Israel because of pressure internally and domestically. We know these kind of pressures exist. So we're putting people in situations and putting our allies in situations that are bad. While at the same time, you know, you include that with the news about Al-Qaeda in Iraq and this upsurge in violence. I mean, you put these two together. This is the Obama administration's foreign policy kind of in a nutshell for me. It's been a disaster. Nothing has worked out the way they predicted, nor has it worked out in a way that has been beneficial to the United States of America or our allies.
All right. So, David, let me ask you this. Looking at the situation, I'm going to get Skip's opinion on the Israel situation, but let's look at it regionally right now. You've got real unrest in Syria, serious unrest, still unrest in Libya. You've got them. Egypt is still a very difficult situation. You now have, where you served, the United States and the United States Army in Iraq, this presents a serious problem.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, this, how significant is this move by Al-Qaeda?
Oh, it's incredibly significant. Right now, if you look between western Iraq and northern Syria, there is a huge, huge chunk of land in Al-Qaeda's hands. Now, to talk about how bad this is, let's go back to when President Obama first took office. When he first took office at the beginning of 2009, Al-Qaeda in Iraq was in ruins. Al-Qaeda had no real presence at all in Syria. So we've gone from that situation to where Al-Qaeda is now controlling areas of land almost the size of a nation. Mm. When you add up the areas of land in Syria and Iraq, they control areas almost the size of a nation now.
Yeah.
And that's because the administration's policies have been they've chosen the wrong side again and again and again.
It's mind-boggling to me, Skip. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I ask the question, what is this administration thinking? Because as David just said, and I've been saying it for months, in the Middle East, on every single point, our government was backing the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. We were condemning the secular takeover. I mean, it makes no sense. In Syria, we were about to back the rebels who were backed by Al-Qaeda.
The administration started off with a naive notion that if the president went to Cairo and made a speech and said, okay, we're going to be even-handed and we can feel your pain and things like that, that everything would calm down, the Muslim world would become rational, they would deal in a rational way, and therefore everything would sort out because he imposed a Western ethic and said they'll act like Westerners from a Western Judeo-Christian culture and our norms. That has proven to be an abject failure, and yet he has no replacement for it. What's happened is our enemies don't fear us anymore, so they don't respect us, and our allies are afraid of our commitments because how long is that going to last? They look and see. They look to see what happened in Afghanistan. We're about ready to withdraw there because we have no influence with the government. We withdrew from Iraq because this administration couldn't get the proper status of forces agreement in place so that we could have a presence that would have kept things stabilized. And now we're putting pressure on Israel to return land to the Palestinians, and they have never agreed that that's their final goal. Their final goal is to drive the Jews into the sea, and at most, this would be an interim goal, and we don't recognize that, and because this administration doesn't recognize that, they are blundering ahead and hurting the entire region.
They want to move the Jewish state of Israel into the sea. I want everybody to understand what's really going on here. You're going to hear talk about in the next week about the 67 borders and pre-67 and post-67. But the goal is to get Israel's existence over with and done. And if you're concerned about that, and the scripture is very clear, folks. I mean, if you're looking at the scripture, I'll bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. It's that simple. We want you to stand with Israel. I'm going to get this delivered to our Jerusalem office so they can get this to Israeli government officials as well, saying we, the American people, are standing with Israel, and we're not going to have you negotiate with terrorists that are calling for your destruction. So if you want to join with us on that, it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I urge you to call now. David, you brought up a good point, and we're just doing this in the chat here, that the whole idea with the Obama administration was, well, they hated George Bush, so that was the problem. We're going to make them like us now.
Right. I mean, the thought was that the reason why the Arab world was inflamed and the jihadists in the Arab world was inflamed was because they couldn't stand George Bush and they couldn't stand George Bush's policies. And so here comes a new president who's going to reach out to these jihadists and they're going to embrace him. How unbelievably naive. How unbelievably foolish. They've hated us for years before George Bush, hated us for years after George Bush. I mean, the conflict with Iran goes back to 1979, to Jimmy Carter.
Right.
To Jimmy Carter, who was one of the most pro-Palestinian presidents we've ever had in the history of the United States. So the naivete is deadly here.
You know, Jordan, there, of course, there's going to be this whole view, Jordan, that this may is not so much naivete as it is this is intentional planning. I mean, this is the Obama administration doctrine. I mean, there is a question, why are they picking the wrong side every time? You can't just do that by mistake.
No, I mean, and it is because they have this fundamental misunderstanding of how the world works. I mean, and they there's no arguing with them. There's no debating them on this. There's no change in tactic. I mean, they're way too deep into their administration. At this point, what you hope for is that you don't get another Egypt. You don't get another Libya. You don't have another Syria explode while President Obama is in the White House. I mean, basically, they took no action there because they were afraid to like it or not what they were thinking. They wouldn't even they basically threw it to Congress so nothing would happen. They sent wrong signals to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. The Libya post, you know, getting involved with NATO and airstrikes and leading from behind, remember all of that, became an attack against the United States. They fail to realize that in these places, this part of the world, when things fall, whether we helped it fall or didn't help it fall, the next target on these radicals' list is the United States. And if that means our consulate, if that means our officials, if that means our allies who are closer in the region and easier to hit, that's next. And they don't like the fact that that happens. And I think, like David said, just because they're Americans, that has nothing to do with who exactly the president of the United States is. We are the same evil to them that we are, regardless of who our president is.
When we come back from the break, folks, I'm going to ask Skip Ash this question. I'll send it around the horn here, too, as well, about what the Palestinian Authority's real goal is with regard to Israel. And I'll tell you, this is going to tell you how serious this situation is, folks. Here's what we want to do. We're going to send a message that we oppose the Obama administration's plan in Middle East, especially in Israel. To do that, I need your help. We need you to go to your phones at 1-877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign a brand new petition we have up. We're going to give that to the government officials in Israel as well. How about you telling Benjamin Netanyahu, we're standing with you. We're going to bless those that bless thee. That is, we're going to bless the people of Israel by standing firm. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. The Middle East is always at the center of chaos and uncertainty, and our most important ally in the region, Israel, is now facing grave danger because of the Obama administration. The Obama administration has gotten everything wrong in the Middle East. It backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. It backed jihadists in Syria. It left Americans behind in Benghazi. And now it's forcing Israel into peace talks with terrorists. Terrorists who refuse to recognize Israel's right to exist. Enough is enough. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending Israel. Send a clear message. No deals with terrorists. No deals with anyone who refuses to recognize Israel's right to exist. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Got a mess brewing in the Middle East that's pretty significant, to say the least. But listen to what Secretary of State Kerry has. We'll take your calls, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Number 14.
Israel's security is critical, and the United States relationship is ironclad. But so is our concern for the people of Palestine.
Yeah, I want to stop right there. I'll tell you why I want to stop right there. And this is where I want to bring it to Skip Ash. Their concern is for the people of Palestine. The problem is the people of Palestine are run by two different governments. One is Hamas, one is Fatah, and neither one of which will recognize Israel's right to exist.
That's exactly right. If you look at the crest, even of the Palestinian Liberation Organization or of the Palestinian Authority, they have a crest that outlines Palestine, and they don't have any Israel on it. So their goal is to have all of Palestine. Someday, if they have to take an interim step to get a state, that is only going to serve as a platform in their minds to drive the Jews into the sea and to regain all that territory. The United States has to recognize that. That has been the program that's been promulgated from day one by the PLO and the Palestinian Authority. And they don't tell us that in English, but they tell their people that in Arabic. And when that's translated, you have two different stories being told. And they tell their people, okay, we're saying this because they're the infidel. They don't deserve the truth, but we're telling you the way we're really going to do this. And what we're really going to do is we're going to go for this interim solution so that we can get the Jews out of our land. Yeah. And that's exactly where they stand.
Here's what John Kerry said, though. This is what's so the irony of this. While he's in Israel, this is what he says. If the parties could arrive, talking about Israel and Palestinian Authority, at a peaceful resolution, you could instantaneously have peace between 22 Arab nations and 35 Muslim nations, all of whom have said they will recognize Israel if peace is achieved. David, that is preposterous. The fact that he even says it is even more absurd, and he gets away with this as if the American people are stupid and the Israelis don't figure out what's going on. They want Israel eliminated as a nation state.
Absolutely. I mean, we always talk about 1967 borders, 1967 borders, as if that will solve anything. Well, in 1967, Israel was at the 1967 borders, and you know what? Arab armies massed to wipe it out.
Right.
Skip is exactly right. They view this as a multi-stage plan. You pin Israel back, you pin Israel back, you pin Israel back until there's nothing left. And that's the plan. It's Israel's existence that inflames the Muslim world, not the lack of a peace deal.
Folks, this is we're fighting for Israel's existence right now, and that's where you come in. I need you on this petition. We're going to get this to the White House. We're going to get it also to the folks in Israel, to the government leaders there, letting them know that you're standing with Israel. It's easy to do. ACLJ.org is the easiest way to do it. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You can sign it either way, and we're taking your phone calls on this. And the question I ask is, what's the administration thinking in putting plans together like this? 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yeah, right back to the phones. We'll go Raj in Virginia on line two. Raj, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Raj.
Bless you, Jay, and the whole team. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you.
Thank you, sir.
I have just one very simple thing to say. We have got to, yes, sign these petitions, but mobilize every Christian, every church, the pastors, the elders, the deacons. They're almost in ignorance of what's happening. And the urgency of it has to be made known to them.
Well, you know, part of what you're right, and that's what we're doing. That's part of our educational outreach here. I mean, that this is a critically important issue, and I do think what you're saying, Raj, is correct, and that is there's a lot of misinformation out there. You know, Jordan, we deal with this all the time on TV, this kind of anti-Israel bias not just in the media, but on the college campuses. It's pretty deep. I mean, the Palestinian Authority and Hamas have no rights for women. And yet these feminist groups are marching with these groups. It's incomprehensible, and that's not naive. They think that so far they've somehow cast themselves as the underdog, except there's tens of millions of them, and very few Jews in Israel, 6 million. I mean, the number is staggering, the differential.
Absolutely right. I mean, this is it's one of those most bizarre leftist causes, the Islamic world's liberation, which literally means whether you are you look at the issues of women's rights, gay rights, for instance, where you'd be put to death if you're even accused of being gay. And yet you have liberals championing their causes, boycotting Israel, where none of that would happen, where women are in the military, where women are driving cars, and where women are able to make their own decisions about what they want to do with their life. And yet the left is boycotting Israel and supporting these governments and religious movements that that literally oppress women and basically again are the worst human rights abusers in the world outside of North Korea.
So, and this is the question, David. I'm going to ask this to Skip too. Why in the world are those on the left? I mean, Raj is right. You got to educate the churches, but you got to educate the mass public here. Marching in tandem with jihadists, with Islamic regimes, as if they're the underdogs and they're the oppressed, and they turn a blind eye to the only democracy in the region, which is Israel, and as if it doesn't, it's not a problem.
You know, it's one of the great mysteries. I mean, let's talk about the racism. I mean, the racism that you encounter in the Palestinian Authority against Jews is the most vicious, upfront, open, vile racism in the world, and it's are all around the Muslim world, and yet the left is marching hand in hand with them.
Which it's Skip. It is so mind boggling. We've had to deal with this on the university level, and you've got in England and some other places. This is a serious problem. We've got people associated with us at the ACLJ. I want everybody to hear this, that have to be careful where they travel because they were government officials, lawyers, folks, for the Israeli government or for the military. And Skip, they've got to be careful where they go so they don't get picked up.
That's exactly right. You know, there's a plan. There is a strategy that is international to isolate Israel and to make it appear as if it's a pariah state. They call it apartheid because they built the wall to stop the Palestinians from coming in and blowing up Israeli establishments. They call that the apartheid wall. They also claim that Israel is a colonial power, Western colonial power. So they are feeding into this whole idea of their colonialists coming in to take over somebody else's land, but they're coming back to reclaim their own land. And because of this, the liberals who are against all those bad things are being suckered into these things. You are exactly right. The women would be the first ones who would be put back in their place. The gays, they would have to go back in the closet. All these things, if the Muslims came to power, if the Palestinians came to power, the very groups that are supporting them from the West would be the ones that would be attacked first.
I call it self-annihilation. Pure and simple. It's so ridiculous. But again, what is the Obama administration thinking? We're taking your calls. Our phone lines are jammed. We're going to get more of your calls. Remember, we're here for another half hour, folks. SiriusXM, you get the full hour. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me mention a couple things on Facebook. ACLJ, very close to crossing 400,000 likes on Facebook. Mine is over 30,000 right now, or close to it. We want you to like us on Facebook and share us on Facebook. Also, Twitter.com/JordanSeculo, so you can find out what's going on. Jordan updates this all the time. But folks, we want to send a message right now to our friends in Israel and also to the White House. The message to the White House: we're not buying this policy of the Obama administration. And to Israel: don't negotiate your existence away to terrorists. ACLJ.org is the way to sign it. We want you to do that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition. Support the work of the ACLJ is easy as well. ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Enough is enough. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending Israel. Send a clear message: no deals with terrorists. No deals with anyone who refuses to recognize Israel's right to exist. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
We will fight.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. The White House putting pressure on Israel to negotiate with the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist group in our view, that does not even have control of the whole Palestinian Authority areas. Gaza, of course, is controlled by Hamas. And there's one major problem. The Palestinian Authority refuses to recognize Israel's right to exist. How do you negotiate with someone that does not recognize your right to exist? We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones, Jordan.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Bob in California on line three. Bob, welcome to JSecure Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, I have two quick points.
Yep.
I totally agree. I'll bless those that bless thee. Genesis 12, verse 3, and Genesis 27, verse 29. And if you read the book called As America Has Done to Israel by John McFernan, it shows every time America goes against Israel, we have disasters, floods, earthquakes, Hurricane Katrina hit. The day that the Jews left Gaza under George Bush, Hurricane Katrina hit Louisiana. This bad weather we're seeing in New York and Pennsylvania, I live in California, we're having drought. I believe because Obama, our president, is going against Israel, I believe that's one of the reasons why we're seeing...
Well, the policy of the administration, clearly, I know the Israelis have to be careful when they say this, but the policy of the administration, Jordan, right now, that's coming out of Washington, where you're based, is definitely not a pro-Israel, as we would classically call it, position.
No, not absolutely not. I mean, having Israel have to be the one who constantly says no, which is what this administration has set up.
That's a very good point. I want you to say that again. People need to hear that.
So the administration makes it where it's Israel saying no to the negotiations. They are not pushing on the Palestinians to make the right kind of agreements to finally recognize Israel, for instance, as a Jewish state. And instead, they make Israel look like the ones who have to say no and back away. And that's the problem.
So, Skip, how, you know, because that, you know, you were closely with our office in Jerusalem. And, folks, we've got an office right there in Jerusalem. This is a serious problem. I mean, a really serious problem.
It is a serious problem because the only firm ally that that Israel has in the world is the United States. If we were to turn on them, they would have nowhere else to go. So they have to listen to what we say. At the same time, they realize they're not going to lynch themselves. They're not going to commit suicide based on some naive policy on the part of the United States. You know, if we were to force them to give back the West Bank, for instance, Israel would be 9 miles wide at its narrowest point halfway down the country.
Yeah, indefensible, actually.
Actually, yeah, that's right. All the high ground would be in the Arab hands. The low ground would be in Israel's hands. And even the major airport, the only international airport in Israel, which is the airport near Tel Aviv, would be within rocket range of the closest Arab villages. So it's insane what we're trying to force the Israelis to do.
But, David, it begs the question, why are we forcing them to do it? What is this administration? That's the question I'm asking, folks, for you to talk to us with on air. 1-800-684-3110. Why is the administration, as Jordan said, forcing Israel to always be the one saying no?
Well, because the administration believes that Israel is the one at fault. That's what the administration believes. I mean, this is an administration that doesn't know history. It doesn't remember 1948. It doesn't remember 1967. It doesn't remember 1973. They think of Israel as always at fault, so that's why they push Israel. Mm. They've got exactly backwards, just like they have the whole rest of the Middle East exactly backwards.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Strong words coming out from our entire team here that this is an intentional move by the administration. They always have it backwards, but here they view Israel as really the perpetrators. How do you feel about that? That's our government. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. 1-800-684-3110. Now, we want you to sign this petition supporting Israel because the administration may not be supporting Israel, but we are. We're going to bless those that bless thee. That's what the Bible says. It's clear. We got to bless Israel. You could help us, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. And folks, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
The Middle East is always at the center of chaos and uncertainty, and our most important ally in the region, Israel, is now facing grave danger because of the Obama administration. The Obama administration has gotten everything wrong in the Middle East. It backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. It backed jihadists in Syria. It left Americans behind in Benghazi. And now it's forcing Israel into peace talks with terrorists. Terrorists who refuse to recognize Israel's right to exist. Enough is enough. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending Israel. Send a clear message. No deals with terrorists. No deals with anyone who refuses to recognize Israel's right to exist. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. So back in March of last year, the president makes a speech in Jerusalem. This is what he says. Take a listen, number 21.
Palestinians must recognize that Israel will be a Jewish state and that Israelis have the right to insist upon their security. Israelis must recognize that continued settlement activity is counterproductive to the cause of peace and that an independent Palestine must be viable with real borders that have to be drawn.
You know, what's interesting here, when they talk about settlements, folks, I want you to understand this. That would be like saying in Northern Virginia, you cannot build in Arlington. This is not question. This is their property. Jordan, we've been over there and looked at those settlements and talked to people. This is Israeli property. It was acquired through war and war that was initiated by the enemies of Israel, which were the Muslim countries surrounding it. This is what this is. So this they act like this is some, you know, settlements are causing the problem here. It's nonsense.
No, I mean, that is not the issue. It's just another delay tactic by the Palestinian. Specifically, listen, the Palestinian Authority, the PLO, whatever you want to call them, in the West Bank, they don't really want it. Into this would be no more money from the UN and all the governments they get money from around the world, no more refugee status, which takes away your whole the whole negotiating strategy and the benefits you receive. And, of course, the security that they receive, the government receives from governments around the world to keep out the even more radical groups. And we've seen that, you know, that basically, who are you negotiating with? What are you negotiating with? Just the West Bank? You're leaving out the Gaza Strip? These negotiations are pointless until they include all Palestinians anyways. And that's the fact. And we could leave it right there. Until the Palestinians themselves, between Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, figure it out, why should we negotiate with half? That'd be like negotiating with, you know, we'll negotiate with America to, let's say, the Midwest, but we'll stop after that, or vice versa. You can't do that. You can't say we're negotiating with half and that's going to be a peace deal. It's not.
Well, the question then becomes, David and Skip, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. What is the motivating factor here for this failed policy that the administration continues to put on Israel?
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but somebody wants a Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, if you look at the last several administrations, you go back even to Republican and Democrat, there's always this quest for this peace deal that solves everything in the Middle East. You're not going to solve hatred for Israel through a peace deal. Let's get really realistic about this. If Abbas entered into a deal that recognized Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state, you know who would profit the most from that with the Palestinians? Hamas.
Right.
because whoever is the most radical tends to get the most support. So a peace deal is, it's a mirage.
You know, folks, I want to say this again. The scripture is really clear in Genesis. I'll bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. I believe you got to bless Israel here, and blessing them is very simple. Stand with them, that they have the right to exist as a Jewish state. The president said that in that speech, but then goes on about the settlements. What does that have to do with anything? Okay? That's an excuse for the Palestinian Authority and Hamas to engage in terrorist activity. That's what it is. It's an excuse. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 if you want to talk to us on air. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to sign that petition now. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Haywood calling in from Arizona on line 4. Haywood, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Haywood.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'll make a quick point. It's been those of us that have Middle Eastern experience, we know that the Obama administration's current policies are absolutely pointed against Israel, which is a great detriment to the United States.
Yep.
I'm glad y'all bring it up. But here's another question I have. I have contacts that tell me that only Sunni Muslims are being supported in the Syrian theater, never Shiite Muslims. Can you explain this?
Well, let me go right to David French, and then I'll go to Skip. But first to David, again, just so people know, David is a major in the United States Army, Judge Advocate General. Skip was a colonel in the United States Army. David served in the Middle East and Iraq, and Skip has was involved in that at the Pentagon, at the Middle East desk. And Jordan and I, we established an office in Jerusalem, so we know the area. And, Haywood, you bring up a really important question. David, I'll let go to you
Well,
first.
The bottom line is that the rebel opposition to the Assad regime is radical Sunni terrorists, Al-Qaeda and its allies. And so when the Obama administration began to make strong moves, even threatening to use the United States military in support of insurgents in Syria, he was supporting these radical Sunni terrorists. And that's why the American people, left, right, Republican, Democrat, rose up with one voice and said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to support terrorists with our own military. And that's why his policy there failed. And so what we have in Syria is a situation where he's backed an evil force.
Yeah.
An evil force. And he tried to get American military power to do that. It's unbelievable.
Of course, you had the same thing in Egypt where he backed the Muslim Brotherhood and where they were the State Department. I mean, I was at Skip and me, Jordan, we were all three of us. We're at an event. Where we spoke, and the State Department representative was talking about that the election of the Muslim Brotherhood was the freest and fairest election, Skip, that we've seen in modern history in the Middle East. That's what he said.
That was an amazing statement, and it probably was, but it's one of those situations where you have one man, one vote, one time, because they were not going to have a subsequent election. Look how they rammed through their constitution and everything else. So it took a coup to get them out. But with respect to Syria, you know, we were about to back the wrong horse on the Sunni side, but the Shia side supports the Assad regime, which is just as bad. I mean, there's no good choice in there. So we've tried to break out a sort of a Sunni minority that
yeah.
nobody respects and has no influence. So we went in there with our eyes half open, not with any plan on how to deal with this,
yep.
and it's showing.
Yeah, Jordan, let's talk about the Sunni-Shia differentials here and how that's playing out in the Middle East right now.
Well, in the past, mostly that had related to Iran not supporting the Iranian-backed rebel groups, so like Hezbollah, and that is happening in places like Syria, where on the one side you've got the Shiite-backed groups, which are predominantly backed by Iran, that be Hezbollah, and then standing with the Gulf states, and those would be, of course, predominantly Sunni Muslims. So you've really only got, in Iraq and Iran, these major Shia populations. And because of that, the U.S. has been usually aligned with, you could say, more of the Sunni world, especially you look at the Saudi Arabias, the Qatars, the places like that. I mean, basically throughout the Gulf, all the way through Jordan, Egypt. I mean, these were always predominantly Sunni, and the Shia minorities have been very small. But now what we've seen through Syria, Lebanon, basically with Iranian-backed militant groups like Hezbollah, you've seen this growth in Iran's ability to reach across the table. So the whole idea that you can just separate the two has been you have to get past that, because they are not thinking that way anymore either, especially the countries like Iran in the way they operate around the world. They're not just saying, okay, we'll put to aside the fact that, well, if you're not Shia, we're not going to work with you. That's not the case anymore.
I think that's an evolving process in the Middle East that the Obama administration, frankly, continues to get incorrect. I mean, that's being very kind. And it starts in Egypt. It goes to Libya. It goes to Syria. I'll tell you this. It goes to Iran. We're negotiating with the Iranians. We're getting nothing for it. We're giving everything away. Ask yourself, why is this administration continuing to do this? What is the motive? What is the idea? Why do they want to further this agenda? What is the end game for the Obama administration in the Middle East? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll take more of your calls when we come back from the break. But, David, before we go to that break, I am trying to figure out the end game here. What is it that the Obama administration – is it a complete idea that we're going to appease the Muslim world and they're going to love us? Because if that's the case, that's proved to be incorrect.
Well, that is what they believe. I mean, you read – John Kerry's quote,
yep.
Where he said, look, if there's a peace deal, immediately 50-some Muslim states, there's peace. What?
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me? As we said before, in 1967, Israel was in the 1967 borders.
Right.
And there were Arab armies. There was almost 500,000 soldiers massed on the borders to wipe out Israel.
I'm going to try to find, and we're not going to be able to do it for today's broadcast, if we can find that in audio where John Kerry says that, because we'll get that for tomorrow. If it's out there, we'll get it. Because it's such a naive statement, folks. I can't even believe they've said it. I mean, it's so ridiculous that the fact that they're saying it is part of the problem here. All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls. Here's my question to you, and we'll take your calls when we come back from the break. What is the end game of the Obama administration when it comes to the Middle East? We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But everybody that's listening to me right now, if you want to stand with Israel and bless those that bless Israel, I believe that it is our obligation as believers. ACLJ.org to sign that petition, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Speak out now for Israel. Folks, we've got to stand with Israel. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. The Middle East is always at the center of chaos and uncertainty, and our most important ally in the region, Israel, is now facing grave danger because of the Obama administration. The Obama administration has gotten everything wrong in the Middle East. It backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. It backed jihadists in Syria. It left Americans behind in Benghazi. And now it's forcing Israel into peace talks with terrorists. Terrorists who refuse to recognize Israel's right to exist. Enough is enough. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending Israel. Send a clear message. No deals with terrorists. No deals with anyone who refuses to recognize Israel's right to exist. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Give us a call for God in the-
I still want to say this, even though we're now into, I feel like we've been into 2014 for weeks already, but it's been barely a week. And I do want to say, though, a huge thank you to our ACLJ members and friends that helped us make our year successful, both in courts, in the halls of legislatures around the globe, and, of course, also successful in our fundraising efforts for the end of the year. Was very successful, and again, we went exceeded our goal, and I want to say thank you. We're taking your phone calls on the situation in Israel. Folks, for those that don't know, we have an office in Jerusalem, and it serves the whole Middle East. We've got lawyers and government affairs experts. Skip Ash does a lot of work there, and Skip, I think it'd be good to take a moment to describe kind of what that office does so people understand the scope and breadth of what the ACLJ is engaged in. And of course, at the same time, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But Skip, give a little bit of an explanation of what goes on in that office.
Well, one of the blessings we have, because we have that office, we have access to government officials in Israel. So we're constantly dealing with officials over there to find out what they believe their needs are. And then as a law firm, we are able internationally to represent those interests before the International Criminal Court, before the United Nations, in multiple venues where Israel can be defended by an outside group, not by any group from Israel is automatically written off by large parts of the globe.
Which is sad, but it's true.
Correct. But when a group like the ACLJ or the European Center for Law and Justice comes in and stands up and makes the arguments, then they have to give us notice. And we've been very successful, for instance, at the International Criminal Court, where we have been able to defend Israel and its interests, and they have sided based on the rule of law and not emotion.
Yep.
They've sided with us and with Israel on a number of matters. So we have the opportunity there to encourage the Israeli officials to interact with them so that we can represent them abroad. And it's just a wonderful opportunity. And we work with Israeli attorneys that we have on our staff who give us information, keep us abreast of what's going on. And then we visit over there multiple times per year just to show the flag, so to speak, and to meet with the officials. And we've had very good feedback, and I think on at least one occasion, the Israelis compliment us on being ahead of the Israelis in preparing for an issue.
Yeah,
so I think
that's pretty impressive. And let's try to get David Benjamin on this week, and we'll try to get Rami Levy on as well. Jordan, you were there with us at the International Criminal Court in The Hague when the Palestinian Authority lodged that complaint. We did a lot. I mean, I cannot put together, folks, the amount of legal work done in defending Israel on that. And if you looked at how the odds were stacked against us, that the number of people that were participating on the Palestinian side versus there were four of us, and I mean, it was like 150 of them. I'm exaggerating, but it was a huge, huge disproportionate number. But at the end of the day, we carried the day legally.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's because once you let them start talking, any rational a party to these talks realizes you're dealing with people who are not living in reality. And so their demands are so high, you can easily say, okay, you know what, enough with you for now. And that's all you have to say. But instead, this administration puts it back on Israel and says, well, what do you think about this demand by the Palestinians? And then that, of course, turns this all into it's Israel who decided that peace talks were over. The truth is, I think the world has realized, even the Muslim world, that you don't want to deal with the Obama administration when it comes to anything in the Middle East.
No, I think there's a lot of truth to that, but it is interesting. I think one of the things that we've got out of the broadcast today, folks, we'll get to your calls in a minute, that what Jordan said, the administration, David, constantly puts Israel in a position of having to say no. And that is this kind of, what I call this external campaign to delegitimize the state of Israel, which causes groups on the left to align themselves with jihadist fundamentalists. It's so bizarre. You almost think it's out of a movie novel.
Exactly. I mean, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous because let's not forget the last time an American administration put a huge amount of pressure on Israel was the Clinton administration, right towards the end of Clinton's second term. And he raised Palestinian expectations, and he pressed Israel. And then finally, when the talks broke down, and you know why they broke down? Because the Palestinians said no. But they had created so many expectations, Palestinian Street exploded. It was the second Intifada. It was one of the bloodiest battles that Israel's had to fight as far as the civilian casualties that they suffered and all of that. This is a deadly, deadly game the administration is playing. And every time they increase Palestinian expectations— they increase the chances of something really exploding
there's
here.
There's no doubt about it. All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Michael in California on line one. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live here on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The problem is Israel's not going anywhere. This is God's people. He will supernaturally intervene when if he has to. You know, this administration is just blowing it. Look what's going on in Iraq now. Now Al-Qaeda is almost taking over the whole country of Iraq now. So
we're going to get into the Iraq discussion tomorrow. We just didn't have time with it today because this is a really troubling development. I mean, a really troubling development in Iraq. Look, I know that Israel as a nation will exist and continue to exist, but I am firmly a person that believes that you work like it all depends on you and recognize through your prayers and your spiritual life that it all depends on God. But we've got to do what we can do, and that's what we're doing. We're fighting hard. We have that office in Jerusalem for precisely these moments. Jordan, let's get another call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Dean in Nevada, on line 5. Dean, welcome to JSEC. You're live. You're on the air.
Hi, Dean.
Hi, yeah. I have a comment and a question.
Okay.
My comment is I mean, I understand that, you know, the Obama administration, I'm for what you guys are saying, and I'm offended also. And we're also looking at it at a biblical perspective.
Right.
Which the Obama administration, of course, are not going to.
Right. I mean,
we see every day how our government is turning their backs on God.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, like many administrations in the past.
Yeah, but you know what you've got here? They don't view the Israel's land right, which we know from the Bible. They'll say, you know, God's not in the real estate business, which I just really fundamentally disagree with. You read the scripture, it's clear, and just read history and read international law. But the Obama administration, David, we're going to really around the horn here really quickly. David, really the Obama administration, the takeaway from all this discussion today is they have an agenda. That agenda is really to make Israel look delegitimate.
Well, you know, when you look at it,
they're consistent
about one thing. Whether it's America or Israel, they view jihad is not the jihadist's fault.
Yep.
It's our fault. It's Israel's fault. That's their consistent theme.
Yeah, and Skip, the reality is the Israeli government and people have to take matters into their own hand and not kowtow to the United States government here, even though we're supposedly an ally.
Absolutely. And if you remember the UN Security Council resolutions 242 especially, it says that Israel should have defensible borders. So when they bring up the issue of the so-called 1967 borders, which were not borders, they were armistice lines, they are refuting their own position. So we are completely doing this in a crazy way, and this administration is uncertain, at least if they're know the law, but I think you're right. I think there is they're doing some of this intentionally.
Jordan, do you think that at the end of the day this will pick up steam in Washington this week, or is there going to be too much focus on the budget?
I think there's going to be a lot of focus on what's happened in Iraq. I think what's happened in Israel, so long as nothing is really changing, people are not going to really focus on that. I mean, so this administration's failed once again. No surprise there. Don't push it. Don't pressure it. And let's just move on and deal with the issues that are really emergency issues.
So let's not force Israel in a situation where they're surrendering their right to exist. ACLJ.org to sign that petition or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Sign on that petition now and like us on Facebook.
Enough is enough. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending Israel. Send a clear message. No deals with terrorists. No deals with anyone who refuses to recognize Israel's right to exist. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.